So this is a Brad Sams scoop. Really good story. Brad found out that Microsoft is not going to come out with version 2 of the HoloLens. And instead, they're jumping from 1, which came out last year, to 3. But version 3 isn't scheduled until 2019.
Right. So it's both later and sooner. Because 3 wouldn't come out so soon if they didn't cancel 2. Isn't that it? Kind of? Sort of?
You know what? I had heard dates for 2. At first, I had heard they were trying to get 2 out at the very end of last year, and that it had slipped till the beginning of this year. But I had not heard that they had just like tabled version 2 until Brad's story. And then I asked around with my sources, and I heard, yes, we tabled version 2.
I just think that the thing that's interesting about this is it's easy from the outside of Microsoft to look at any decision like this and be really critical of it and, take it as bad news and all that kind of stuff. I think the reality is that this product wouldn't have been a generational leap and that it was kind of unnecessary and that they can, with the current product, do things like lower prices, for example, if they want to drive usage a little higher. Yeah. And they have all these new devices coming out from partners this year that I think kind of fills the gap. If they weren't going to fix the central issue with HoloLens, which I feel is the field of view, which they weren't, then making or waiting until V3, I think, makes sense.
Yep. I mean, we didn't know what was supposed to be in version 2. My guess had always been better field of view, lower price. I hadn't actually heard a feature set. I know some people see version 2. Like, I've talked to people who said, I saw it. But they never said anything.
I haven't seen it, but what I heard was the field of view doesn't change. It is lighter weight, better battery life, and less expensive to make, and would be less expensive as a product. But I think they have wiggle room in the current product to lower the price now that it's been over a year or about a year since the first version shipped.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting now to see what happens. Because Microsoft, by the way, has not confirmed the story, unsurprisingly. In fact, their quote was rather amusing that they gave Brad and me. Here's what they said when we asked them about this. Mixed reality is the future of computing, and Microsoft HoloLens is the future and present of mixed reality. Our commitment requires no roadmap. Okay. Well, you've got a roadmap.
Well, that's convenient because the roadmap you did have has been eliminated.
Has been
torn
up. Right.
Yeah.
I just thought that was a weird quote. It was kind of like, we don't need any stinking roadmaps. We don't need that in HoloLens, right?
Yeah. They do have a roadmap, right? So as long as they haven't publicly committed to such a thing, they can make those kinds of statements, right? It's the, we'll ship it when it's ready. Actually, it's July 17th. kind of thing. Like, this is always a very, we like to pretend that, like, our software is going to be perfect or whatever.
Right.
I honestly, where HoloLens is right now, I don't see this as a big deal. It's really important that this kind of generation of third-party Windows holographic devices happen. They're not going to leapfrog the existing HoloLens anyway. Mm-hmm. So, why raise the bar even further? And especially if it's going to be kind of an incremental change, right?
Yeah.
Wait until you can make that big leap, and I think that's a good way to do it.
They're supposedly going to show off those early developer versions of those tethered headsets that they're working on with people like Acer and Asus and Dell and Lenovo and HP at the Game Developers Conference, which is in a week, right?
Right. Right.
So, but I've seen demos of these. I'm just curious, what do people want these things for? The tethered headsets.
Yeah. So,
HoloLens, feel like I had more of a sense of what Microsoft was trying to accomplish there, and kind of the idea of an untethered standalone device like that. But when you have to tether it to a PC, I'm like, okay, so why would somebody want this?
Yeah. Well, for the same reason they would want an Oculus Rift or a Google Daydream, whatever. Yeah, primarily. It's entertainment. Yeah. I think the problem with those devices is going to be that they will fit kind of nicely in a certain category, price range, et cetera. They're not going to move the dial on, mixed reality experiences per se. Yeah. They're just going to expand the choices, which is fine. But, you know, I speaking privately to people from Microsoft about this year, one of the things I heard a couple of times was, you know, mixed reality is a big deal for us, but we know it's not going to be like the next wearable. It's not the next, you know, smartphone type thing. It's not that big, and it's not going to explode this year. Mm-hmm. We're just going to move it forward. And I think the problem with HoloLens is just that it's such a niche device because it's so expensive and requires a level of handholding that I always equate to Windows Server Data Center when that first came out. Remember, mm-hmm. A truck would show up and a bunch of guys in white lab coats would get out and they would put the server in your data center and they would hand configure everything for you. It just requires that kind of a curated, you know, first run experience for most companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so there's a big divide, I think, between that and the HP, you know, whatever it's called, right. HMD thing.
Right. $200-$300 headset, yeah,
yeah.
Right?
Consumer experience, very limited. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the one crazy idea I had when I heard about this is like, maybe they decided to table version 2, not just because it was not meeting the quality bar or the feature set, but also because they really want these tethered headsets to take off because it's going to help sell more PCs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really the business they're in, right? Is like getting people to buy more PCs.
And if you announce right as this is happening, a second gen headset of your own that is untethered and is, you know, not hugely better, but is better. Yeah. It may make the gap between those products look a little too wide.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they probably decided that there's not going to be any credible competition in 2017. So why rush?
You are smarter than you know. No, I mean that. You are onto something there. I actually think that HoloLens 2 might have been a response to some competition that never showed up.
Like Magic Leap or Apple's imaginary.
Yeah. And since this has never happened, what's the point? Why bother? You don't need to ship the incremental one. We already have something.
Do you think they regret doing announcing it so early? Like, do they lose something by having, you know,
I look at Satya Nadella's ascendancy at Microsoft is a little bit like Steve Jobs at Apple back in 96, 97 when he came in and looked at like around the company and said, what do we got? And for some reason, this is something that stuck out for him, that this is the type of thing that in the past would have sat in a back room at Microsoft Research. We would have made a goofy demo video that never turned into a real product. And he looked at that and said, no, let's get this thing moving, right? And we kind of debate whether or not it makes any sense as a product. But honestly, that kind of like decisive decision-making, I think, is really important because HoloLens, like Surface products in some ways, is really about aspirational and about piquing the interests of developers, hardware makers, of customers, and just getting them excited about Microsoft as a provider of technology. You know, this thing as a business is almost non-existent, but I think they knew that going in. I really think this was a calculated play just to make Microsoft more attractive to the outside world, to say we're not like Bell Labs or whatever that was back in the 70s. We are shipping products and we're going to partner with other companies so they can too.
And I'm sure they've said this to you too, Paul, but they now, when you ask them about, you know, how did HoloLens come to be and all, they paint it as a progression from the Kinect. Like they say, this camera technology and the, you know, the way we were developing Kinect, the next step was HoloLens. So they try to paint this now as a progression, right? And whether it is or is, that's kind of revisionist
history. That's
fair.
It's plausible, right? But maybe. And you could look at that as something, you know, in the context of game playing, what would it have taken for that thing to be a viable peripheral for the Xbox One or whatever? Mm. We'd still be waiting for that, right? It's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. I should say it's never going to happen. It could happen eventually. It wasn't going to happen last year. It's not going to happen this year. Satya Nadella or whoever, I mean, saw this as more than that.
Yeah.
It's also planting a flag. In a way, this is a message internally, too, because once you announce it, you can't not do it.
Yeah. I know. Right. Yeah.
So is it impossible to think that Nadella might have thought, here's one way to make sure this does happen.
Yes, and they latched it to the Windows 10 train, which I thought was kind of smart. You know, Universal apps will run in HoloLens, and you're not creating something for an isolated platform. There's a little bit of a safety to this where you can say, well, if this thing doesn't take off, it will run on PCs, it will
Windows
run on phones.
Graphic too. I mean,
it will run on Windows Holographic, exactly. Yeah. This is not a one-way street. It's not a dead end.
So go ahead.
The other really good thing that Nadella did, when you hear the stories about this, is he looked at it. Microsoft was going to make this a consumer gaming thing, right? He looked at it and said, you know what? Let's make business the first use case for this.
Yes.
Very smart.
Very smart.
And very smart for Microsoft in particular, right?
Right.
Because this is where they see the traction. So it's I think it's important to remember that part of the
market.
And
they may have learned a little lesson with the Kinect. I mean.
Yes, they did.
I think they learned first.
A couple of lessons.
Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah.
Well, it sold very well at first.
Yeah. But you know, it's funny. The Kinect was part of a wider initiative at Xbox to duplicate the success of the Nintendo Wii, which we've all forgotten about, right? Like that thing soared to huge success for a year and a half, 2 years, and then just dropped off the face of the earth. Microsoft raced to do everything they could to, you know, make little goofy avatars that were just like Nintendo Miis. And, you know, we're still stuck with all the weird
crap,
collateral damage from their, you know, just trying to outdo the Wii. And everyone's forgotten the Wii.
Yeah,
And there's a certain, you know, hubris isn't the right word, but when you're a follower like that, you know, the fallout from that is what you see, you know, the goofy Kinect thing with Xbox One back, you know, three years ago.
Yeah, I think they were kind of signaling last year. I don't think they knew they were going to drop HoloLens V2 last year, but when they started talking about mixed reality instead of augmented reality, the idea of having these VR headsets running Windows Holographic, that was all stuff they started talking about last year. I think they were kind of laying the stage for like, okay, we had this aspirational, super amazing device, and now we're going to broaden that market, right? And that wasn't just enough in and of itself. We want our partners in here too. And we think they can make the VR headsets that we're not going to make. So, I think it's just progression.
They're also eventually going to make the HoloLens style mixed reality devices as well, I think, right? There's no reason HoloLens. Yeah, I think that's the part of the progression you're talking about, right? You have to come in with these $200, $300 devices that run on low-end computers, and you have to come in with these kind of Oculus Rift or HTC Vive-type devices as well. But, I mean, ultimately, Microsoft's big advantage in this space is something it can't keep to itself, right? I mean, you're partnering with all these companies. They're going to want to have access to the holograms. I mean, that's the platform, right? I mean, it seems like we will see, you know, a $1,500 tethered device at some point that will be HoloLens, but from another company, and will work with your PC.
I would think. So why would you make that? Why would somebody
Microsoft
make that?
Or a partner?
Anybody. Because I kind of feel like HoloLens is like the Surface Book, right? Like it's the highest end aspirational device, and everything else is for the partners to make and not Microsoft.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is, in other words, today HoloLens is a $3,000 device. What I'm saying is make that thing for $1,500, make it tethered, make it work with a computer. And that's why, because it's half the price. In other words, you may perceive that there's some market there. And by the way, this is not going to be like, this can't be like a, I almost said K-Pro. This can't be it can't be a low-end like a K-Tel, I think is what I meant. Like a K-Tel company. It has to be a company that wants to do the service and support that would go along with that. Like, in other words, like I said, you know, HoloLens for most companies is like a really curated experience, right? Back in the day with the data center, it was Dell doing that or HP. You could imagine them wanting to have that connection with those enterprise customers and them being the one that goes into those operations and gets them up and running instead of Microsoft. And frankly, I think Microsoft wants that too. You know,
They could. Yeah, but I think if we're looking at 2017, like what's Microsoft's priority in this space, it's getting the partners to build the VR tethered headsets that run Windows Holographic. And however Project Scorpio fits in here, right, Microsoft, what Microsoft's doing in the strategy. That's it.
You're exactly right. And to be clear about what you just said about Scorpio, I believe what you're referring to is it will have some form of VR capability.
It will, right? Have they ever said that?
Yes and no. So they've never said that it would come with it. They never said what it would be. But the presumption is the capability will be there. How could it not be based on Windows Holographic?
Right.
But
I know.
So I have to know. It's possible that the third-party Windows Holographic headsets we're going to see, you know, starting this month at the game conference, will in fact be compatible with Windows Scorpio, which will be a Windows 10 device of some kind, of course.
Yep.
So there's a lot we don't know, but I think you're exactly right. Yeah.
Will that make me get Scorpio? No.
Yes.
It may make you get one.
We're all getting one, Mary Jo. We're all getting one. Paul's getting
three. You're getting a Scorpio.
Yeah. But that's, I guess Brad kind of telegraphed this, but that's why when I read his article, I saw it as a good thing, not like they're killing HoloLens 2. I saw it as, and focusing on the next generation.
Yeah, I think you have taken that correctly. And at the time that he published this, I thought, you know, people are going to read this and just going to come away the wrong attitude about it. As you know, I'm usually a sunnier person than most.
Mr. Optimist.
You are, yes.
No, but I see this as what it is. I don't see this in a negative light. I think they've done the right thing.
Well, I think the one group I would like to hear from are people who've been building apps that they expressly built for the HoloLens.
Yeah.
I'm curious what they think of what just happened. I mean, sure, it's Windows Holographic, and you can use that across other platforms. But I feel like, you know, when we were at Wartell, they were building things for the HoloLens, right? Like, not for a tethered headset. They were building it for the HoloLens.
Is it better for them to have one hardware platform to focus on and not have to worry about revving this thing every 15 or 18 months?
Maybe.
Right? And then having to account for multiple form factors and all the differences that may occur over that time. I mean, this may be, it may be better for those developers.
Maybe.
Not to have to, you know, worry about that kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm sure they were kind of hoping and waiting for the, you know, bigger field of view, better battery life. And they were like, once that happens, then this is really going to take off. Because Microsoft admitted at the end of last year, they've only sold a few thousand HoloLens. And maybe that was what they expected. Or maybe that even was better than they thought. Who knows? But
I think when you price it that way, that's the expectation, right? Yeah. I don't think HoloLens sales are good or bad or indifferent. I think they are what they are because that was the, you know, they wanted this to be a slow rollout. They weren't prepared for this to be bigger than it was. I really sound like I'm making lemonade there. That sounded terrible as I said that. But I think they did this on purpose is the way to say it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the cheapest version of the HoloLens is $3,000. That's a developer division edition. Yep. And then the $5,000 one is the business edition. Right. Yeah. It's not for everyone, even though I guess Raf has two.
Most of the vehicles I purchased have cost less than that. Yeah, he owns two of them. He bought two of them.
Why?
He bought them.
Why more than one?
Because he didn't want the one of them to be lonely.
Is he hoping they'll reproduce? Of HoloLens?
He's really into this stuff. He dismantles them and sees how they work.
One to take apart and one to use.
Sure.
Okay.
It's like that droid getting tortured in Return of the Jedi, you know, one of them screaming in the corner.
What is the collective noun for HoloLens?
Yeah, that's a good question.
A strap of HoloLens? A visor of HoloLens?
we need a word.
A pride of HoloLens?
A pride of HoloLens. I think you could
move in herds like birds.
I think you could just use any word at all. Yep, apparently, because, you know, a murder of crows. What is, why murder? What?
I know. Right.
Yeah. It is
a a queasy of HoloLens.
What's a queasy?
Yeah.
It's more than one HoloLens. It's a pack of Quingle lenses. You get a queasy.
I have a Quingle.
A Quingle.
How about a gaggle? A gaggle of HoloLens.
Yep.
Well, geese already gets gaggle. So,
true.
We needed something that's of its own. An orchard, a bivy, a giggle, a giggle of HoloLens. I kind of like that.
Yep.
All right. I think we have it. I'm sure Chris Capicella is taking notes.